If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Joel Spencer is here. Joel, I was telling you off the air, I really believe that my mom was one of the first customers of PermaSeal. I was still in high school in the 70s, early 80s, and we had some seepage in the basement. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, PermaSeal was the only place in town. That's all people knew. We called PermaSeal. Your dad probably serviced my childhood home.
I would say at that time it would have been.
Yeah, and never had a problem again. And then fast forward to our house, we had, it's an old Victorian home. We never had a sump pump, to be perfectly honest with you again. I didn't know you could put a sump pump in a house, but we got the full PermaSeal deal and got everything done. We got the drain tile put in. We got a sump pump. We got our crawl space encapsulated. It was the best money we've ever spent. We have never seen a drop of water in our house, and that was 15 years ago, 10 or 15 years ago. So thank you, PermaSeal, for making that be a verb now. We got our basement PermaSealed. It's great. Thank you for all the work you do on everybody's homes.
Well, I sure appreciate the compliment. I'm glad it went awesome for you. That's what we strive for.
Always, always do. All right. So PermaSeal Basement Systems. There was a listener, a longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago listener, who called to learn more about concrete raising and leveling surfaces. You do basement systems. You do getting water out. You do many things now, but what about the concrete raising and leveling surfaces? I've heard great things about that as well.
Yeah, we do have a lot of different services, and you know, we're dipping in and out of spring now, you know, between the
I like
storms.
How you said daily.
And so, you know, and that when the snow melts and you see kind of the impact of the winter, and a lot of times there's some changes in the concrete surfaces outside, so your sidewalk and your driveway. So pretty much every season has an impact on those things, but the soil is expanding and contracting. So when it freezes, it expands. When it thaws, it shrinks. And that's all happening underneath the concrete that's on the ground. So what happens is that concrete cracks, it sinks, and it kind of changes. So over the winter, you feel that when your shovel hits that
yes,
spot.
Yes, God, I hate
and,
that.
And you feel it in your back
yes.
when it's snowing, and then when it thaws, you see what that was, and it's that that sinking of the concrete. So we help address those issues.
And how are some ways you do that, and why aren't you fixing the potholes on the roadway with your system?
We use a polyurethane foam, so it's a two-part foam. It gets basically injected under the concrete to lift and level it, which is a permanent repair. So usually when you see those things, people are entertaining whether they need to replace their concrete or fix it. And so when we can, we want to fix it because you're not breaking up concrete, putting that in the landfill, replacing it. It's also more economical.
Yeah.
It's less disruptive.
Would you mind explaining what used to happen for like explain mud jacking and just how this has evolved?
Yeah, definitely. The prior method to save your concrete was called mud jacking, and is kind of a slurry that they would put under the concrete to lift it up. So there's a void under that concrete when the soil shrinks, and so they'd try and fill it with essentially mud and lift it back up. And so temporarily that works. It's a little unsightly because they have to core big holes in the concrete to get the material
I've
down there.
I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you ever seen, tennis ball, no, probably a little smaller than that, but yeah. Racquetball size patches in concrete, that's when they were pushing mud under it to lift that back up.
But when that gets wet and freezing and all that stuff, doesn't the mud move again?
Yeah, the mud is just like the dirt, you know, it dries out,
yeah.
It shrinks, you can get erosion, you know, and so it's a temporary fix. It'll lift it back up.
Looks good for a hot minute.
But then after a few years, you really see that degrade and the concrete falls back down. So the foam we use, it's eco-friendly and it's permanent. So it won't wash out. It doesn't change with the weather.
How small is that hole?
Those holes are more like between like a dime and a nickel size. So they're much
tiny,
smaller.
Tiny.
It's a material that we can get under the concrete a lot more easily, and it's permanent. So it's just the evolution of technology. It's a much better repair, and it's a permanent repair. Nice. And then, like I said, it's less disruptive than replacement. You can use your driveway right away when we're done, those kinds of things.
Now, can this foam be used inside as well if you have a crack in your basement floor? I noticed before we got our basement finished, the pavement was uneven. They jackhammered some things. This is before I knew anything about the foam. Can it be used to level things inside as well, or just exterior?
Yeah, if you have a garage floor that's sinking, or even a basement floor, it can be used in those environments. So it's usually when you see that things have sunk, that's where we can apply it anywhere inside or outside. You'll see cracks normally in a basement floor, in basement walls. Those just happen. But when you see they're deflected, you know, one side's higher than the other, that's usually when something's moving, and then it needs to be addressed.
Hmm. And permanence, that's the name PermaSeal. It really is perfect with everything you guys do. We're going to take a quick break, and then we have a question for you, Joel, from Sally. So, Sally, you hold on. The Mega Pros phone line, 312-981-7200. Take a quick break and back with Joel Spencer and the rest here on Gilligan's. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. It is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we're here for you today until 1, right? That's what time we're at.
That is what time, yeah, till 1.
I should look at these things.
That's okay.
All right, Sally has called. We are talking with Joel Spencer from PermaSeal Basement Systems. And Sally, you have a question for Joel?
Yes, thank you for taking my call,
sure.
And thanks for all the education you give your listeners. Today I have a question. They have a 6-flat in the city of Chicago, and the cement that's around on the sidewalk that surrounds the building, every couple of years, 2 to 3 years, it separates. And I usually have somebody come over and they use some kind of rubberized material that they fill those cracks. Is there something that's more permanent or better that you guys can do?
Yeah, actually, we have a product that's called Nexus Pro. It seals joints between concrete, and it doesn't shrink or expand. It's kind of inert, so it bonds to the concrete. It lasts a lot longer. It doesn't dry out, shrink, and so there isn't anything that'll last forever, but it'll give you a lot more time.
Sally, I have a question. Is that gap that you're getting filled, the gap between the concrete and the house, like just where the brick is that the gap that you're talking about?
Yes, there is. I was just going to bring that part up. There's one part that's in the L shape in front of the building that's surrounded by soil. Other than that, the remainder is all exactly in between the brick and the foundation.
That's a pretty big
of the
gap.
Building.
So there's two things. We would go out and we'd look to see if that concrete's moving and kind of if that needs to be addressed, and that's why it's separated, or if it's just the material they're using. So you may need the concrete addressed, then you have that gap sealed, and then it would last because the concrete's not going to be moving any longer.
Joel, I have a question. How wide of a gap can you fill with that Nexus?
We can go up to a couple of inches. So you can use, backer rod. You can use some materials underneath. And then we can fill a gap of up to about 2 inches.
Okay.
What kind of material are you talking about? Because somebody recommended some kind of foam that is water resistant to put in there and then fill it on the top.
Hmm. This resembles more like a caulk, but it's it's designed for this application, so it'll withstand the weather and the temperatures. So it would look more like a caulk product.
Well, and PermaSeal, you guys are like the foam experts. So if you're not recommending a foam, you're saying, hey, that a foam would probably be a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, there's all different materials you can put in there, and it's just a matter of
aesthetics and function.
Are they going to keep the water out, and are they going to last? So the products we use are manufactured exactly for this application. So you can go to the hardware store. There's lots of different kinds of things with lots of different claims, but we back ours with a warranty, and it's made just for that. So.
Yeah, I think the last person that came and took care of this used some kind of rubberized material from the roofing or like some kind of caulking.
Yeah, that would not,
I really don't know.
That would not be the right product.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. So you can have a couple things going on. That product isn't necessarily made for that. And then also if that sidewalk's moving, it's putting strain on that product and causing it to separate.
Right. Right. Definitely. The building is almost 100 years old and it is settling. So it, like I said, it happens every couple of years, 2 to 3 years.
Is there a warranty that PermaSeal offers on that?
Yeah, so when we address the sidewalk itself and then put that sealant on, we'll warranty it from moving and sinking any further. And so
never again.
Yeah, it's designed
Sally, never again.
It's designed to be a permanent repair.
Yeah, and like so, that answer
exactly. Yeah, right?
Yes. Sally, I think your next phone call should be to PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL. Yes. That's 800-421-7325.
Great. Thank you so much for taking my call today, and have a great weekend, everybody.
You too. As well.
You as well.
What, Davey?
And hang on for your Mr. Florkin.
Oh, thank you, Davey.
Sally, are you still there?
I am.
Oh, okay. Great.
We're going to give you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, so hang on the line, and it'll be yours just for getting through today and asking your question, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God, Davey, thank you so much, because no one ever reminds me, Ben.
It's really on all of us.
I know.
We're a team.
I mean, we can blame Neil. We could actually blame Tony. I mean, he's here every week.
I know.
Tony,
you guys need to help me. I know.
I could have just jumped in and not made you, you know.
No, that's okay. Listen, David Hochberg has this down to a science, and he's not here today.
Like a mad scientist.
Yes,
exactly. Nonetheless.
So sometimes I just don't know. But thank you so much. There was another text question that, all right, 630. My nephew had a slab of asphalt about 15 feet from the garage. Two people have had serious falls there. It's raised a good inch or so from tree roots. What can be done?
So we don't actually treat asphalt. I would say if it's heaving from tree roots, you're probably looking at replacement.
This is just concrete that you guys deal with.
Yeah, so our material is lift and level concrete. And really anywhere where things are heaving, no matter what the material is, you can't really bring that back down. So in most cases, you know, you've got tree roots, you know, you may have to get rid of the tree, because they're going to keep growing as they tend to. And then, you probably have to replace, they do.
Thank you.
We're here to educate.
Yeah, we are totally.
So the rain and the sunshine. Trees grow.
They help trees grow.
I love this show.
So in most cases, you know, you have to replace it, and then you have to address the root problem if you want a smooth surface and have it not reoccur.